Last week, we spent some time to talk about the blessedness of faith. And it is amazing that the scripture considers you a blessed man because you have faith. And you know, faith is not just belief. Faith is belief plus action. I gave an illustration a long time ago to some of my friends. I said, do you believe that this TV can be moved from point A to point B? And a number of them said, yes, I believe. I said, do you have faith that this TV can be moved from point A to point B? And a number of them said, yes, I have faith. Now, the difference between I believe that this TV can be moved from point A to point B and I have faith that this TV can be moved from point A to point B is that belief is passive, faith is active. So if I have faith that it can be moved, one of the signs that I have faith is that I go and pick it up from point A and move it to point B. So I don't just believe, I now had to apply work, action, that is to show that I have faith. So sometimes most of us, all we do is believe and we never have faith. We never arrive at the point where our belief becomes faith. We see in scripture, Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. Jesus didn't say your belief has made you whole. And Jesus most times will ask them, do you have faith? And they say, yes, I have faith. What Jesus was asking is not just about do you believe. He's saying, do you have the ability? Do you think you can get up from here and walk? And they say, yes, I have the faith that I can get up. So faith is belief plus action. I believe I can walk. Faith is getting up and seeing yourself walk. That is faith. The centurion met Jesus and then he left his house. He said, he came to Jesus and said, my servant is sick. And Jesus said, this faith, and Jesus was about to follow him and he said, no, don't follow me, just say the word. And Jesus said, wow, I have never seen such faith. The man didn't just believe Jesus was able to heal his servant. The man acted in it. He carried the TV. He went to meet Jesus and said, Jesus, do something about this. Now, my dear friend, there are a whole lot of things that we are at risk if we do not have faith in Christ Jesus, all right? And I'll be giving you a number of them on today's podcast. So let me beg you and ask that you share this podcast with your friend. If you believe that this podcast has been a blessing to you, or maybe this is the first time you're stumbling on this podcast and you want to actually listen to the end before you share it with your friend, that's fine. But please go ahead and share it with someone that you know this podcast will be a blessing to. I'll be reading some scripture as I give you the five things that would get you if you do not have faith. The five dangers of not having faith in God. Hello there, friend. My name is Amechi and I'm the anchor voice of Eden. Aside that, I'm a pro graphics designer. I love to sing. I'm an author and I love Jesus. We are on a mission to expose people to the truth of who they are in Christ Jesus, to build a generation that loves God, fears God, and serves God, to raise and empower people that cherish the Word of God. Join us as we journey into God's rest. I'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 6. First of all, Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 6, and it says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and to please Him. For whoever comes to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Let me read that again. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. My first point is that you displease God when you do not have faith. I don't want to use the word detest, but literally God repels unbelief. You displease Him. I did a podcast a long time ago and I said God loves to be believed. When you believe Him, when you have faith, not just believing Him, when you have faith, He loves it. He loves it. And the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let me tell you why. It's because when you do not have faith, all you do is assume. When you only believe, all you do is wish, thinking, what if? I wish this can happen. I believe this can happen, but I don't know how it's going to happen, so I wish it can happen, and all of that. But when you have faith, that belief becomes an action, and you propel yourself and walk towards it. And that, my friend, is pleasing to God. God is excited whenever he sees you act in faith. I know a lot of people who wish they can stop an addiction, they can get rid of humanizing, they can get rid of a certain sin and all of that. And all they do is wish. You ask them, do you believe this can be done? They say, yes, I believe. I've seen God do it in some other person's life. I've seen him heal somebody from an addiction. I've seen him deliver somebody from pornography. I've seen him deliver somebody from drunkenness. They believe it. But do you know why they displease God? It's because that belief system has not been translated into faith. They have not stood up once and said, I will live above sin. I will try to live above sin. I will walk with God to live above sin. Because the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes to God, whoever comes near to God, must necessarily believe that he exists and he's a rewarder of them who seeks him. Let me read the first line. But without faith, it's impossible to walk with God and please him. Now, walking with God is entirely different from walking for God. I know you should know that by now. A lot of people want to stop an addiction, and what they want to first do is walk for God. They want to use their strength to walk this out for God. And all God is asking you to do is to walk with him. And that is done by faith. How you walk with God through an addiction is that you tell him, today I'm going to trust you. Today I'm going to lean on you to help me go through today without this addiction. Help me go through today without this sin. That's how you walk with God. You depend on him to help you take a step. So when Jesus says to this man, do you believe that you can be healed? And the man said, yes. Do you have faith? And the man said, yes. And he said, get up. What happens is that the person believes in the ability of God to help them walk. And that's how you need to get out of an addiction. Believe in the ability of God to help you walk. So whenever you rely on your ability, you will always fall. And that, my friend, is not faith. You may believe that God is able to heal you. But every time you want to act, you depend on your strength, you depend on your ability. You will keep falling over and over and over again. And that is displeasing to God. That, my friend, is displeasing to God. Now, let me go back and read to my second point. I'll be reading the same Hebrews chapter 1:1-2. And it says, now faith is the assurance, title deed, and confirmation of the things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. Every time you do not act by faith, every time you don't have faith, God disapproves of whatever you have done. Faith is what guarantees the approval of God. Faith is what guarantees the approval of God. So that's my second point. My second point is that you are at the risk of God's disapproval. You are at the danger of God's disapproval when you do not have faith. Now, we know the story of Cain and Abel very well. And then when I was growing up, we were taught that Cain brought spoilt offering and all of that. It's not true. The scripture made us understand that what differentiated their offering is faith. Why God approved of Abel's offering is because of Abel's faith. Now we see that in Hebrews chapter, the same Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more accepted acceptable. What guarantees the acceptance of your offering is your faith. You can give God $1 million. If you give it without faith, that money is not acceptable before Him. It is not approved. You can give God your service. If you do it without faith, it is not approved. And what is faith? Like I told you, faith is believing that God is. And then every action you do comes from the place that you know that God exists and He rewards those who diligently seek after Him. So faith is not just believing that I can move this. Faith is not just believing that there is a God. Faith is walking with the God you believe exists. Faith is waking up and praying to the God you believe exists. Faith is going out and giving to the poor because you believe that God exists. So faith is not just belief. Faith is belief that is backed up with action. The third thing I believe you are at a risk of is rewards. So now the scripture where we read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says that when you come, you must believe that he exists and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. God rewards, and you will lose your reward if you do not have faith. You will lose your reward. You would lose your reward. I was discussing with a friend, with some of my friends, and I was saying that I'm just getting to see the reward system of God. There are certain people on this earth that will receive a reward here and receive a reward after. I was talking to some of my friends in the office, and I said that where we have gotten to with our faith, I am not scared of hell. I'm no longer having the conversation of, will I make it to heaven? Will I not make it to heaven? No, I am so sure that I will go to heaven because I believe in Christ Jesus, not because of my works, because I have faith in Christ Jesus. Now, I told him what I am contending for is what I will receive when I get to heaven, the reward I will receive. Back in the days, we used to worry and say, so I'll serve God all my life, and somebody who is on his dying bed will now pray and give his life to Jesus in his dying bed, and he will go to heaven. The two of us will be in heaven. Why can't I just flex? And then when it is time for me to die, I will receive Jesus into my heart and die so that I can go to heaven. Kai, that was such a stupid mentality. Because now I understand that it is not about giving your life to Christ only. It's about service to this God. It's about His reward system. Because when you go to heaven, you will either receive a reward or not receive a reward. And your reward is based on your faith. Listen, I did not say your reward is belief. It's based on your belief. It's based on your faith, how you walked with Him on earth. So a lot of people will go and they will receive mansions because of the work they did for Him that is birthed from faith. So my dear friend, if you do not have faith, you do not have a reward from God. You cannot receive a reward from God. Everything you do will burn. Every deed will burn. You will not receive a reward from God because you do not have faith. Your works are empty when they are done from faithlessness. When they are done from a heart that don't believe that God exists, that cannot even walk with God. You do not have a reward. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing I want to talk about is instability, right? Instability. I think it's in the same... No, this isn't James. I think it's James that spoke about being unstable in all of your ways. I can't find that particular scripture right now. But let me say this. Let me just explain the point. So when you don't have faith, one major thing that happens to you is that you are being tossed around like a wind. You are here today, you are there tomorrow. Somebody says, come here, this is happening here, you would run there. Another person says, God is here, this is happening here. When we go to this house, we'll pray, you would go there. Another person says, this thing is not true, this is the one that is real, you will jump there. You become unstable. And an unstable man, the scripture says, cannot receive anything from God. Your instability is a product of your lack of faith. And that is a danger, is a red sign. When a man is unstable, is a danger. So you need to learn that you cannot be at the risk of instability. Because if you are not stable, people will toss you around like a ball. They will bounce you here and there because you're unstable. People will use you and make do of whatever they want because you are unstable. Now, the last point I want to mention is that you are unable to receive anything from God because of your lack of faith. You're unable to receive anything. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Now, one of the reasons why it is given is because you asked in faith. I don't even think I'm doing enough. I don't think I'm doing a good job, all right, talking about this. Because the heaviness, the weight in my heart, my words cannot even express them. But I believe the Holy Spirit would help continue from wherever I stop. And He's going to feed your mind with what the intent of His heart, the things that He's trying to convey through my lips, through my limited lips. So, all right, so you need to understand that you cannot receive anything from God because of your lack of faith. Now, these are five dangers of not having faith. I said you displease God when you don't have faith. I say you are disapproved of God when you don't have faith. I say you miss a reward from God when you don't have faith. I said you're unstable when you don't have faith. And I say you cannot receive anything, not even a reward, anything at all from God when you don't have faith. So my dear friends, these are the dangers of not having faith in Christ or faithlessness. In the next podcast, I'll be talking about the killers of faith, things that you should be careful about, things that have the capacity to kill your faith, to nullify your faith, to waste your faith. And the truth is, when you keep doing these things over and over again, or when you allow them stay in your heart, someday you wake up and discover that you had no faith. The scripture said that when Jesus comes, will He find faith on the earth? See, faith is what God looks at before He rewards a man. If He does not find faith, He sees an unstable man. He sees a man that displeases God. He sees a man that cannot receive anything from God. He sees a man without a reward. And He sees a man that is disapproved of God. But when He sees faith, He sees a man that is approved. He sees a man with a reward. He sees a man that is stable. He sees a man that can receive anything from God. And He sees a man that pleases the Lord. Right? So my dear friend, I want to tell you this. Don't go through life without faith. Don't. You are at the risk of losing everything when you don't have faith in God. I don't care who you have faith in. I don't care if it's your uncle. If you have faith in your uncle, you are still displeasing to God. If you have faith in your uncle, you can still not receive anything from God. If you have faith in your pastor, if you have faith in your church, and you don't have faith in God, you are yet still unstable. You are a baby. So my dear friend, anything you would do, do it to have faith. In fact, there are just a few things you can do to have faith. And the scripture says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I said in my last podcast that you build your faith by hearing. You have faith by hearing the word of God, by reading the scripture, and you build your faith by praying in the Spirit. God bless you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that you will not lose your faith. I'm praying for every one of us, including myself, that circumstances, troubles, pleasures, everything life has to offer will not make you lose your faith. You will continue to have faith in God regardless of what you face, regardless of what is thrown at you, regardless of the tempest, regardless of the heartbreak. You will continue to have faith in God. You will stay firm in the love that God has shown towards you. God bless you, my dear friend. I'll see you next week, Saturday, and we'll be talking about the killers of faith. Have a beautiful weekend. Keep God first and keep your faith alive. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Voice of Eden podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. Kindly follow us on social media at Voice of Eden. Share with your friends. And keep God first.